You're listening to Simply the Best Sports Take, the best podcast breaking down the best stuff in sports with host Sean Bingham. His takes are so good, he dropped the mic, but then you wouldn't be able to hear him, and that would suck.
Welcome into Simply the Best Sports Podcast. I am your host, Sean Bingham, and it is Thursday, but it is not just any Thursday. It is game day Thursday. It is Redskins Cowboys Thursday. And I'm stoked. I am stoked. The Cowboys have been just tanking since they lost Zeke. And man, oh man, oh man, do I pray that they can continue that tank job, because here's what's happening in the NFC playoff picture. The Redskins and Cowboys are 5-6. Just a little bit out of the wild card race right now, really. But this week, Atlanta, who's ahead of them in the wild card race, may likely lose. Pull this up here in the playoff picture. And on top of that, you may likely see Seattle lose. So Atlanta has to play the Vikings. Obviously, the Vikings are very, very good. And Seattle has to play the Eagles. So two of the very, very best teams in the NFC. So, assuming both of those teams lose, Seahawks and Falcons. Sorry, I'm kind of scattered for a second here. But yeah, as long as the Falcons and the Seahawks lose and the Redskins win, well, guess what? With four games left in the season, it's a one-game distance. They're within striking distance. They would control their destiny a little bit. And you want to know what? The Redskins, they've had, I've mentioned before on this podcast, the Redskins have had a insanely difficult schedule. Again, we're going to recap the Redskins schedule here. They've had to play, not in any particular order, going off the top of my head here, but they've had to play the Vikings, one of the top teams in the NFC, the Saints, one of the top teams in the NFC, the Eagles twice, the top team in the NFL, the Cowboys, when everybody thought they were going to go to the Super Bowl because they were at full strength, the Chiefs, when they were the 5-0 Chiefs, the Rams, one of the top teams in the NFC. Buccaneers. The what was the other team? The Raiders. That was a good team. So they've really only played easy teams in the 49ers and the Giants. And they won both of those. Well, after this, so they've got the Cowboys today. Then they've got the Chargers next week. Then they finish with Cardinals, Broncos, and Giants again. All four of those games are winnable. The Chargers are surging. The Cardinals are no joke. But those are winnable games. And then the Broncos and Giants, they should for sure win. So if the Redskins can win out, I'm going to say it right now, they're going to make the playoffs. They got to win out. It's a tall order. But if they can win out, if they can pull it off, they make the playoffs. And guess what? They've done this before. They did it with RG3, his rookie year. They won six straight, won the division, made the playoffs, and obviously, you know, they played the Seahawks in the first round. That's when RG3 tore his ACL, went down. It was a pretty gruesome injury, actually. But it was a fantastic and exciting finish to the season, and I'm rooting for my Skins to do that again. We need Kirk Cousins to stay in D.C. This guy is one of the top quarterbacks in the league. I'm not saying he's one of the top three. I'm not saying he's one of the top five. But I would put him right there in the top 10. I mean, you look at what Kirk Cousins has been able to do this season with really no major receiving threats. I mean, Jamison Crowder is good. Terrell Pryor has been a total bust. Josh Doctson is good. Jordan Reed's been banged up and unhealthy most of the season. And you look at the defenses the Redskins have had to play against. And I don't think we have necessarily the best coach in the world. I don't hate him, but I'm not really high on him. And you look at what the Redskins have been able to do, and all of a sudden it's like, shoot, Kirk Cousins really might be the real deal. I don't know. But I do think that the Redskins need to keep him. I think they need to pay the guy. He needs to be there for a long time. I'd take him over Matthew Stafford any day, and Stafford got paid all sorts of cash. But if you look at so Kirk Cousins, he's second in the league in yards passing behind only Tom Brady. And everybody's, you know, myself included, saying Tom Brady should be MVP. So Kirk Cousins, second in yards. 19 touchdowns to 6 interceptions. That's more than 3-to-1 ratio. That's fantastic. He has a 101 passer rating. And let's see what that is as far as where he's ranked in the league. That is 7th in the league. I mean, his completion percentage is 66%, which is good enough for 7th in the league. So he's 2nd in yards, 7th in completion percentage, 7th in passer rating, 19-to-6 touchdown to interception ratio, which, by the way, the 19 touchdowns is 7th in the league. 6 interceptions, where does that fall? This ranks them in order of the most. So I'd have to, let's see if I click it again, if it'll do the opposite. Yeah, that's kind of tough, because there's a bunch of guys who have thrown passes, like Mohamed Sanu just made this list. So anyway, at 6 interceptions, he's good. He's probably top 10 again. He's pretty much 7th in the league, it looks like. Let's look at total QBR, because I really don't know this stat. I'm clicking it as I speak right now to see where he's at, because I just don't know. Kirk Cousins, 8th in the league in QBR. Kirk Cousins is a top 10 quarterback. He is. There's no denying it. Every single metric we have, he's in the top 10. Yards, completion percentage, touchdowns, few interceptions, passer rating, QBR. What more does Washington need to see to know that they've got a guy who's right there behind guys like Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, behind Russell Wilson, but barely, Matt Ryan, Carson Wentz, Deshaun Watson, who we only saw a handful of games from him, but I think he's going to be a star. But Kirk Cousins needs to get paid. So he needs to get a W tonight. He needs to put more W's on the board. This Redskins team needs to gain momentum, gain confidence. I would love to see them sneak into the playoffs, because I actually think they'd be really, really dangerous in the playoffs, especially if they can go and win out. They'd be steamrolling with all sorts of confidence. So we'll see. My prediction is the Redskins win tonight. I do think it'll be a little bit close. Not too close. I'd say the Redskins win by 7. But stay tuned and we'll see how that goes. The last thing I want to talk about today, because I do need to be kind of quick today. I'm sorry, I'm running late for work and stuff. But LeBron James. There's been all this talk about LeBron James, and I posted this on Instagram. You can find us on Instagram at STB Sports Take. My Twitter is just my name, at Sean Bingham. But there is talk out there that LeBron James could join the Philadelphia 76ers, and that the Sixers organization is very okay with people knowing, yeah, we're going to pursue this guy. Because guess what? LeBron's a free agent. It might not be working in Cleveland. Dwayne Wade's not getting any younger. Derrick Rose isn't getting any younger. Isaiah Thomas might not be getting any healthier. J.R. Smith, Kyle Korver, they're kind of an older team at this point. And LeBron's far and away their best player, especially now that Kyrie is gone. I mean, there's really not anyone even very close to him on that squad. They do have a great team. I still think they have a good chance against the Warriors, especially if Isaiah Thomas comes back at full strength and can be there for the playoffs. But you got to think LeBron wants more rings. He's chasing the ghost of Michael Jordan. The biggest thing everybody can point to right away is Jordan was 6-for-6. You're 3-for-8, you know? So he's got to be thinking rings. And I wanted to say there's a couple of teams in addition to the Sixers, because the Sixers are clearly a good choice. They've got the process. They'll have Fultz back, with Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid, Covington. I mean, it's a very promising young roster they've got in Philly. They're clearly doing things right, and the future looks bright. And if you add LeBron to that category, it might just be right. Sorry, I had to. That was super lame, but it was rhyming. I felt like I was on Happy Gilmore, looking for clay and hay by the bay. Anyway, there's another rhyme. LeBron to Philly just might happen. Some other teams that I think he'd be a good fit in. First of all, he's got to stay in the East, right? I mean, the guy's already shown, I'm staying in the East. It's a cakewalk to the finals. It won't be as the Celtics get healthier with Gordon Hayward, and then more experienced with Tatum and Brown, and just more, I guess, team... What's the word I'm looking for? Just team chemistry, really, playing together more and more. It's a new team this year. But the Sixers, by the way, play the Celtics tonight. That could be a game to watch. It's on NBA TV at 7:30 Eastern, so you might want to check that one out. Could be pretty entertaining. But you look at teams that could be really good for LeBron. Who could win next year? Obviously, everyone talks about the Lakers. They actually look pretty promising. I think Lonzo Ball, Kyle Kuzma are great young talents. Obviously, we've mentioned how Ball can't score, can't shoot. Although the Lakers did take Golden State to overtime last night. Ball had 15 points and 10 assists. They did lose to the Warriors in overtime. But anyway, there's talk of him going to the West. I don't see him going to the West, though, because then he's got to face the Warriors before he even goes to the finals, you know? And on top of that, there's a lot of other good promising teams in the West. There's talk of maybe the Spurs. He could team up with Kawhi Leonard, play for an iconic coach in Greg Popovich, which LeBron has never done. He's had Spoelstra and Tyronn Lue and Mike Brown. He just hasn't had any of those coaches that are like, ooh, Phil Jackson, Pat Riley, you know, Greg Popovich. He hasn't had a coach like that. And you got to wonder what he could do, or if he even could. Part of me wonders if he could play with a guy like that. There's a good chance he'd be like not very coachable. Maybe that's why he hasn't had a coach like that. I don't know. But anyway, there's talk of the Spurs. But a team I want to bring up is the Wizards. Look at how good the Wizards have been in years past, and they're still young. John Wall, Bradley Beal, Marcin Gortat. I mean, that's a solid squad there in Washington. They're barely above 500 this as of right now. They're 11-10, but that is tops in their division. But it's a good team. They actually lost just last night to the 76ers, which, by the way, I believe Ben Simmons shot an NBA record 24 free throws in the fourth quarter, and it did not work. The Sixers won. Ben Simmons made enough of those free throws. He was 15 of 29 on the night, made enough of them to win the game. But anyway, getting back to why I think that maybe Washington could be a good fit is, yeah, I mean, they've got, like I said, Gortat, Beal, Wall. Those are good players. Otto Porter, solid role guy, just got paid big time. Those are the kind of things that LeBron's going to be looking at. But the Sixers, I mean, Redick, Covington, Embiid, Simmons, that's kind of hard to turn down. And they're all just getting better. You'll add Fultz to the fold. To me, the Sixers would immediately be the favorite. The Wizards would immediately be the favorite. Whichever team he goes to in the East is immediately going to be the favorite, within reason. I wouldn't see him going to some horrendous team that can't win a game. But if he goes to any of those teams, Washington, Philadelphia, obviously those being the only two in the East that we've talked about, but then San Antonio and Los Angeles. If he went to Los Angeles, I don't think they'd be the favorite. If he went to San Antonio, that could get interesting right there. I would put them neck and neck with a Golden State. But man, in the East, if you want to get by Boston next year as they get better, teams like Washington and Philadelphia look awfully good for LeBron. I would not be surprised one bit if he jumps ship on Cleveland. We will see. That's all for today. I'm out. Peace.
Thanks for hanging with Simply the Best Sports Take. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and check out stbsportstake.com. Simply the best in sports. You're the